kitchen fair, I bought the miles, I've been a child. Now I'm a man, I've reached the age, just doing my best to break the cage. Left in a world so full of doubts, I wondered what it's all about. The rain fell hard on your facade, you kept it hid inside your jar. And the owls don't know. The pull of God, it only yields to those out working in the field. The trees are tall, the grass will grow until from all there is to know. The bud is young, the stem is weak, the fool is left only to see. The crazy ways of other days will bring us back to the same place. And the owls don't know why the glowworm glows. And the owls don't know that it just won't go.
Good evening, kinsmen and kinswomen. This is another edition of Fireside Chat with David James. It's good to be with you again, and I'm trying to do these shows at a more frequent pace since they're an hour format. Easier for you to concentrate, and it's very enjoyable, you know, to sit here and to speak with you with things that are on my mind. When I was doing the news this week, we came up with a Daily Stormer article that had some Talmudic quotes, which I've done many shows on Talmudic quotes, but when I saw this, I was alerted to some things that I think you should understand, especially if you're a Judeo-Christian. And what you should understand is you should understand the fact that when we're talking about the Talmud, we know that it has nothing to do with the Israelite scripture of the Bible, which are the books. There's no such thing as the Old Testament and the New Testament. That's a Jewish division to cause confusion. It's one testament in reality. It's a whole book of testaments. Well, it's more than one testament, yes. It's a book of many testaments. Many people's testimony are in that book, which is the book about the race of Adam. It's not about Jews. It's about the race of Adam. And Adam means to be able to blush, or to show blood in the face. Now, recently I have told you about the fact that these Sicilians claim to be the best liars in the world. We know that they have Jewish blood running through them. I can't say every single one of them, but I can say that a good majority. It's just like America. Not everybody here is race mixed, right? They call it a melting pot, like New York is, and Sicily is a little melting pot. It's little Jew York. That's what I've dubbed it. And so I can't say that everyone in Sicily is race mixed, but you'll know them by the things they say, do, how they look, how they live, etc., etc., etc. So we also know about the Kol Nidre, where once a year they go in and they say that all of the agreements that they will make in the coming year are null and void, so that when they shake hands on a deal or they sign anything with a deal, they have told their God that it is null and void. So effectively what you're doing with the Kol Nidre is you're going to lie to everybody you do business with, and you're going to shake hands on a deal, which usually is a man's bond, like his word is. And even if you sign anything, it means that it's null and void. See, but really what it is, ladies and gentlemen, is just lying. Okay? Think about what I'm saying to you. Say if you were making a deal with a Jew, and he shook your hand and looked you in the eye and smiled like they don't like to look you in the eye, but they'll smile a lot, don't they? And they might shake your hand on a deal, but you are unaware that deal, the reason why the Jews don't come through with their deals, the same way as the military, they tell them they're going to do this for them and do that for them, and then when they get back here, it's a horse of a different color. Because of the Kol Nidre. It's a lie. It's a way that they have told their God that they can lie to the non-Jews. And of course, he accepts that. And we know that the God that they're talking about is not Yahweh in heaven, the Heavenly Father, but it is their God Lucifer, their father. They are the offspring of the devil. They are the serpent race. They'll show you that in every way they can. Well, they teach their children in their Jewish schools to lie to the non-Jews. Now, we know that the scriptures, that the books of the Bible, if you want to call it Bible, the books of Scripture, have nothing to do with the Jews in the sense of it's not their literature. They're not Israelites. And Judaism is the antithesis of Christianity. Now, we know that they hate Christianity, and so on and so forth. We know in Yahweh's laws that he told us not to bear false witness. Right? Later, I will read you some scriptures about liars. But first, I want to show you what these Jews who are pretending to be God's chosen people... See, when they say they're God's chosen people, you thought that meant they are the kingdom of heaven, Yahweh's chosen people. But they don't mean that at all. They mean they are the God of this world. They believe that Lucifer is God. And they truly are his chosen people. But you, as Judeo-Christians, think that they mean that they are the tribe of Judah and that they are chosen of Yahweh in heaven. It's just not so. And you'll be able to see this through what I'm going to read you. You've heard some of these Talmudic quotes before, but you're going to see some things in here that I want you to see. The reason I told you about the Kol Nidra, I also want to mention that I had just told you that the Jews were teaching the illegal immigrants to lie to get into the country. They're teaching liars. They're practicing liars. They're teaching others to lie. They're teaching the beast of the field to lie. They're teaching people that to lie, the ends justifies the means, as long as we get the desired effect, say the Jews. If we have to lie to get that, it doesn't matter. Okay, and you will see this. So I want you to see that these people, which are beasts of the field, they're the most subtle beast of the field, two-legged beasts of the field, that they are practicing liars, that they are professing lies, and that they are teaching others to be liars like they are. In defiance of the Torah and the rest of the scripture and the ever-living God Yahweh himself. See, the devil is a liar and a murderer from the beginning, so it doesn't matter. They know what the deal is there. You understand? But this is going to be the proof so that there's no question in your mind that when I tell you Jews don't go to heaven, I mean, will not be in the kingdom of God. They don't go to heaven anyway. But they're not going to be part of the kingdom of God. You will clearly see that in Scripture, and you will clearly see why. Okay? So let's begin Okay. You ready? Quotes from the Jewish Talmud. Sanhedrin. Now, you've heard a few of these, but you will not have heard all of them. Sanhedrin 59a. Murdering goyim is like killing a wild animal. Does that sound like they're trying to justify something? Does the Father say, "Thou shalt not kill"? They claim that they're also interested in the first five books of the scriptures called the Torah. Okay. Number two, Avodah Zarah 26b. Even the best of the, it says Gentiles, which means non-Jews, should be killed. But really, Gentiles means Israelites. And meaning the white people. Even the best of the white people should be killed. Sanhedrin 59a. A goy, Israelite, who pries into the law, Talmud, is guilty of death. Now, I explained to you before that they've got something to hide here. They don't want you knowing what's in the books of the Talmud, because if you found that out, you would want to keep these people out of your nation. You would know where they're coming from. You would see the evil of the mind of the Jew. For the laws that they have made are the laws of men that Jesus told them that they were trying to make supersede the laws of Yahweh. The laws of men will never supersede the laws of Yahweh, even though you see that being acted out in the world today. You see, there is going to be a judgment. Okay, so you understand that people like myself, or anybody that's reading this right now, or you that have looked, you've now looked into the Talmud, you're guilty of death. It says, I'll say it this way, a white man or a white woman or a non-Jew who pries into the law, meaning Talmud, is guilty of death. Number four, Libra David 37. To communicate anything to a non-Jew about our religious relations would be equal to the killing of all Jews. Listen very carefully, because this just confirms what I just told you. For if the non-Jews or whites knew that we teach what we teach about them, they would kill us openly. Again, to communicate anything to a non-Jew about our religious relations would be equal to the killing of all Jews. For if the non-Jews, they use the word goyim, knew what we teach about them, they would kill us openly. So you can see that they admit, if we were to look into their books of the Talmud, that we would hunt them down and kill them. Therefore, they want this hidden from us. They don't want you hearing anything about these laws or hearing anything about these quotes of their laws. They're afraid of it because they know it's wrong. You understand? See, if you knew it was right, you'd shine it as a light to all the world, would you not? Are the Jews a light to the world? Are they preaching the gospel that Paul talks about? Are they preaching the good news of the kingdom and of Jesus Christ? Well, of course they're not. You see, this is the antithesis. Because we as Christians are to be a light to the world. We don't hide what's in the scriptures. We shout it out to the world. You understand? And what they're trying to do today, by using this racist nonsense, is they're going to try to turn it around so that we would want to hide what's in the Bible, because you'd find out that Jesus was against Jewry, and that Jewry killed Jesus, and that Jewry killed the apostles, and the prophets, etc., etc., etc. You would find out that what I've taught you about them hating the truth, when Yeshua tells us we must love the truth and seek the truth so that the truth would set us free. You can see that this is the opposite. They need to hide what they've written down and not be a light unto the world, but hide in darkness what they have written. That it should not be a light to the world and should not go out to the world whatsoever. You see how that's not preaching the gospel? You see how it's living in darkness? That it is the antithesis of Christianity? You'll see more and more and more how that is. So, number five. Libra David 37. If a Jew be called upon to explain any part of the rabbinic books, he ought to give only a false explanation. Whoever will violate this order shall be put to death. The Father tells us to not bear false witness. It's a law. The Jew is telling his fellow Jew to lie. So if a Jew is in a court and he be called upon to explain any part of the rabbinic books, he ought to give only a false explanation. I want you to mark that in your mind now, because that means, I'm going to translate it, he ought to lie. Because whoever will violate and tell the truth of and explain these rabbinic books shall be put to death. That's what it's telling you. Yebamoth, this is number 6, Yebamoth 11b. Sexual intercourse with a little girl is permitted if she's 3 years of age. You've heard that one before. Now, here we go again. This is why I'm doing this. This is the whole purpose of this whole show. Number 7, Shkabuth Hag 6D. Quote unquote, okay? Jews may swear falsely by use of subterfuge wording. Jews may swear falsely by use of subterfuge wording. Let me translate it. The Jews may lie by use of subterfuge wording, like they do in their media, like they do in the courts, like they do in the papers, which is also the media, like they do everywhere they are. Like that they may do a deal with you and they may lie to you. In other words, what they're trying to say is it's not a sin for them to lie. For Christians, we know that lying, it is. You will find out what later when I read some scriptures, okay? So they're encouraging them to lie. This is 2 accounts of it already. Hickoth, this one's 8. Hickoth Akam X1. Do not save non-Jews in danger of death. I want to show you the hypocrisy there. And of course, they're calling us Goyim, right? That's non-Jews, white people. Because they don't care about the beasts of the field, the two-legged ones like themselves. So when they came to our countries, they were full of tears and they wanted us to save them because they were in danger of death. But in other words, like I told you, again, another testimony of what I keep telling you so that you know that I'm telling you the truth. When we do them right and save them when they're in danger of death, they repay us by when we are in danger of death not saving us. So we bless the beasts of the field, the two-legged beasts of the field, and they do us damage in return. They do not bless us in return, right? I've shown you that with the blacks. I've shown you that with the mestizos, etc., 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 right? And, of course, with the Jews, who are the most subtle beasts of the field, two-legged beasts of the field. Okay? Now, they want us to show mercy on them in everything. They pretended to have a synagogue shot up. There was nobody arrested in Pennsylvania for the shooting up of any synagogue. The death count went from 8 to 11. Hello? I told you why 11. It's a message. And they're continuing to act like it really happened, including, which is false testimony. Again, false testimony, bearing false witness. Donald Trump knows darn right well that nobody died there, and he also bore false witness, and he shall be called to account on that. Make no mistake. He tried to tell us through the media that it was a bunch of crapola, but when it came down to it, he kowtowed to the Jew and he pretended it was real. So show no mercy to the Goyim is number 9, Hickoth Akam X1. Show no mercy to the Goyim, to the whites, to the non-Jews. Number 10, Choshen Ham 388:15. If it can be proven that someone has given the money of, it says Israelites, but I'm going to say Jews because that is, they're not Israelites. They're Israelis, because that's the game, but they never say Israelites. So, if it can be proven that someone has given the money of the Jews to the non-Jews, a way must be found after prudent consideration to wipe him off the face of the earth. Now, let's look at the hypocrisy of that. They take money from us and from our countries and for reparations from non-Jews all the time, don't they? And they're still trying to wipe us off the face of the earth, right? But they say if it can be proven that someone has given the money of Jews to the non-Jews, a way must be found after prudent consideration to wipe him off the face of the earth. Number 11, Choshen Ham 266:1. A Jew may keep anything he finds which belongs to the Akam, Gentile, or Israelite. For he who returns lost property to non-Jews sins against the law by increasing the power of the transgressors of the law. How about the hypocrisy? Who are the real transgressors of the law? The Jews, correct? They're the biggest criminals in the nation, in all the nations. They do child rituals, murder, sacrifice. They lie. They kill. They do all the things against Yahweh's law. They are the greatest transgressors, the father of lies, the first murderers. They are the murderers still through all of time. And listen to what they say. For he who returns lost property to non-Jews sins against the law by increasing the power of the transgressors of the law. It is praiseworthy, however, to return lost property if it is done to honor the name of God. Namely, if so by doing, Christians will praise the Jews and look upon them as honorable people. See, in other words, if you returned lost property just so that you could make people think that you were honorable, but you can see that previously to that, it's all dishonorable, right? It's funny that these people are double-minded, aren't they? Double-minded, they double-speak, double-think, and a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. And of course, they're not even men. And that's real. I'm not just saying that. They are not men. Number 12. And there's 20 of these, okay? Sasloth Utzabot, the Book of Jor, Daya 17. A Jew should and must make a false oath when the non-Jew, Goyim, asks if our books contain anything against them. Now, this is now your third account, besides the teaching them to lie and the kol nidre. It's really, there's so many accounts on this. Everything should be clear to you even by now. Again, this is number 12. A Jew should and must make a false oath. To make a false oath means to bear false witness, means to lie. A Jew should and must make a false oath when the Goyim asks him if our books contain anything against them. I hope you're putting this together, and I hope that you're understanding it. They are practicing liars. They are bearing false witness, which is the same as lying. And this is even under oath. They are teaching others to lie, which damns those people. 13, Baba Nesia 114:6. The Jews are human beings, but the nations of the world are not human beings, but beasts. See how they've turned it around? When it says that the Jews are the most subtle beasts of the field, and that we know that we are human beings, we white people, because we are the offspring of Yahweh. See how they've turned it around? And it's now the antithesis of what is right. It is the opposite of what it really is. So, again, the Jews are human beings, they say. But the nations of the world are not human beings, but beasts. Number 14. Simeon Hatterson, Fall 56D. When the Messiah comes, every Jew will have 2,800 slaves. I'm not even going to comment on that. Okay. Number 15. Midrash Talpioth, page 225L. Jehovah created the non-Jew in human form so that the Jew would not have to be served by beasts. The non-Jew is consequently an animal in human form and condemned to serve the Jew day and night. See how it's the opposite of what it really is? And his name is not Jehovah either. Jehovah is a name that was created by a Catholic monk. There was no J. And I believe the V is the same thing. His name is Yahweh. So listen to what they're trying to tell you is, do you hear them saying this in the public? See, once you know what these laws are, you'll understand the actions of the Jews in the world. And that's why I teach you these things. Because you must know your enemy. You must know the enemy of the world, and you must be able to understand and know his patterns and know what he does so that you can win over the enemy. So he says Jehovah created the non-Jew in human form so that the Jew would not have to be served by beasts. The non-Jew is consequently an animal in human form and condemned to serve the Jew day and night. Number 16. Abodah Sara 37a. A Gentile girl, or a non-Jew girl, who is 3 years old can be violated. 17. Gad Shas 2.22. A Jew may violate but not marry a non-Jewish girl. A Jew may violate but not marry a non-Jewish girl. He may violate? Does that sound holy to you? Does that sound like that's good to you? Do you see any good in any of these laws? Any good at all? Do you see why they're hiding these things? Now, they violate their own laws because they marry non-Jewish women all the time. Because I told you, and I'm going to repeat it over and over again, that they must race mix in order to continue their race. They also must race mix to hide themselves in humanity. They must race mix because they do not have the life force in their blood and the bone marrow. This is number 8. Tosefta Abodah Zarah B. 5. If a non-Jew kills a non-Jew or a Jew, he is responsible. But if a Jew kills a non-Jew, he is not responsible. Did you just hear that? So if I kill another white fellow or I kill a Jew, I'm responsible. But if a Jew kills a white fellow, he's not responsible at all. So they can just, they have license to kill. They are James Bond. License to kill. By the Father in heaven, they say. And you know darn right well that his law says thou shalt not kill. See the hypocrisy? See the antithesis of real scripture? You see that they have nothing to do with it, and they might tell you that they follow the Torah, but the script, the laws of Yahweh are in the Torah. They do not follow those. You can see that by these laws that they've written, these Jews. They go against the Ten Commandments over and over and over and over again. What kind of an example would you be setting if you were God's chosen people and you said, well, we can just take any of the other races' little girls that are 3 years old and we can violate them? Does that sound right to you? I'm just asking a simple question. See, because I already know it's not right, and you know darn right well deep in your heart, especially if, you know, you've got the compass, you've got the Holy Spirit, you've got the laws of Yahweh in your heart, you know darn right well that that is totally so far off base. You wonder why the kid touches are all over the place? Hiding in the Catholic Church? A lot of those people that you think are white men are Jews that are doing this. They're in the Catholic Church. They're in these different religions. Because all the religions, I told you, of the world are controlled by the devil, and the devil is their god. Just because they use the word God does not mean they're talking about Yahweh in heaven. Shulchan Aruch, chosen Hamispat, 388. It is permitted to kill a Jewish denunciator everywhere. It is permitted to kill him even before he denounces. So in other words, it's permitted to kill a Jewish traitor or somebody that's going to reveal the Talmud or to expose Jewry. Speaking of Jews, in other words, they can kill Jews if they are going to expose the Jews. And last but not least, so in other words, thou shalt not kill again, right? 20. Shulchan Aruch, chosen Hamispat, 348. All property of the other nations belongs to the Jewish nation, which consequently is entitled to seize upon it without any scruples. That sounds right, right? Number one, there is no Jewish nation. You see how they're, even in this, they're still trying to purport that that little nation is a nation when it's not. Now that ought to, see, that's a lie too. By telling those lies that that little country is a country, I mean that occupied stolen land is a country, it's an absolute lie. Now, there was something interesting that I had come across. And I want you to, this is another technique that I've been telling you about is occurring. See if I can find it here. I might not be able to find it right now. I'm just going to read you the scriptures, but I will tell you that on Tucker Carlson, see if I can, I don't know if I can find it right now. It's should be somewhere right here, but I don't know. But on Tucker Carlson, he had this Jew come on and talk about borders. And the Jew said, and I will definitely play this on a later show, whether it's on Saxon's Creed or whatever. But on this show, he said that Israel is a country. And later in the video, Tucker Carlson said that Israel is a country. I told you that they're going to do this, as I just showed you in the Talmud, how they're trying to tell you that they have a country. Yahweh says that they cannot have a country. They have to be vagabonds and wanderers, and they're not allowed to have a country of their own. And if you agree that they should have a country and have a right to have a country, you are going against the ever-living Father in heaven. Make no mistake about it. And they're going to keep repeating that this is a country. What Donald Trump did was very, very evil. And they're going to keep repeating to you over and over and over again how that's a country. And it's not a country. It's stolen land and it's under occupation. So you have to realize what I'm telling you. You're going to notice this over and over and over again. And why I want you to notice it is because I believe that you will start to understand how they brainwash you into believing things by just keep on hammering on a small point that you're not really paying attention to and keep saying it over and over until you acquiesce to it, until you believe it and you start to say it yourself. Okay? That's why I want you to know about it. That's why this is important. I believe I know where it is, actually. It should be just back here a little bit. Maybe not. Maybe I didn't put that on there. Anyway, you get it, right? And now I want you to be on the lookout for it. Now let's go and find about lying in the scriptures. So, Timothy 1:10 says, "For whoremongers, for them that defile themselves with mankind, for men stealers, for liars, for perjured persons, and if there be any other thing that is contrary to sound doctrine." I really should just pull this up real quick. I don't remember seeing that, a view chapter. That's 1:10, right? So listen to this. "For whoremongers, for them that defile themselves with mankind," in other words, homosexuals, "for men stealers," hello, can you hear that, women? "Men stealers, for liars, for perjured persons, and if there be any other thing that is contradictory to sound doctrine, according to the glorious gospel of the blessed God, which was committed to my trust, and I thank Christ Jesus, who hath enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry." What about this one? This is the key, okay? Revelation 21:8. "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Who are the fearful? I'm going to go over these people one at a time. Who are the fearful? Well, the fearful of people that are fearful of Jews rather than fearful of the Father in heaven. The fearful are those that do wickedness. And the more wicked you do, the more fearful you are, because you know what's going to come upon you. The most fearful people in the world are the most evil people in the world. They may appear to you as being fearless, but when it comes to it, you see, you got to realize that there's a, even though the Jew does all these acts that are looked to be brave, and you know, they're killing and this and that, they're fearful, believe me. You see, you'll know that when you pull a gun on them and they start saying, "Please don't shoot me, please don't shoot." You know, because they know where they're going, they know where they're headed, they know there is no kingdom of heaven for them. They've known that their whole lives. They're doomed. The fearful are cowards. Cowards that want to hide their head in the sand instead of facing the truth. And I could probably go on about the fearful. See, there's no point. Every day I see these articles on the world is going to end tomorrow. There's going to be a comet that's going to hit the earth. The economy is going to blow up next month, next week, next year. On and on, day after day after day after day after day after day. Remember all the stupid things, you know, when you know, the end of the Mayan calendar and all these foolish things. And the fearful constantly are fearing. You see, the fearful are also those people that will run and try to have the mountains cover them when Yeshua returns. So that's a little touch on who the fearful are. The unbelieving would include those who do not adhere to the gospel of Jesus Christ, which would mean the Jews, the Hindus, the Muslims, the, you know, the Catholics, etc., 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 etc. The religions of the world, the Mormons, the Jehovah's Witnesses, etc., etc., etc. They are the unbelieving. The Jews are the unbelieving. They're also the fearful. They're also the beasts of the field in Africa and other places like China, etc., etc., etc. The scientists, the Pharisees. Show me a sign, Yeshua. Then I'll believe you. Now let's go to the abominable. Believe it or not, I've never read it in this way, but it surely makes sense to me now. The abominable are all the hybrids of the earth, which includes Jews again. All race mixers. All blasphemers against the Holy Spirit. Haters. The antichrists. They're all the abominable. So all these race mixers and hybrid people are an abomination. The Jews are in every one of these categories, which is very interesting. And the beasts of the field are practically in every one of these these as well. And there's white people involved too. So now the next is, and murderers. The Jews just told you that they can murder anybody else that's non-Jewish, and it's not a sin. Yahweh says it is, right? See the antithesis? Murderers, the seed line of Cain, are murderers. Murderers would be people that are in our military that have gone out and murdered women and children in the name of the Jewish Jesus under the control and pay of the Jews. Murderers would be abortion clinic doctors, which are many are Jews, judges, policemen, military, I said abortion clinics, doctors. And, of course, the pharmakia. You see how much of the world is going to be part of the second death? I don't think you've ever really thought of it this way. I don't know about you, but I know I never have. This is as clear as and concise as I've ever said it or thought about it before. Now the next is whoremongers. I believe a fishmonger is somebody that sells fish. And I believe a whoremonger is one or two things. It's somebody who sells women or into prostitution. Pimps. Jews are big involved in this. All the beasts of the field are. And whoremongers also can be known as idolaters, but we already have idolaters coming up. So a fishmonger sells fish, and a whoremonger sells women, whores. And then we have sorcerers, which includes the Wiccans and the pagans and the Pharmakians. I just made that word up, which means sorcerers. The big companies, the food companies in America, are definitely participating in sorcery. And then it says, and idolaters. People who have other gods like money, like their belly. Like women. Like, you know, some men think of their women as gods. Those who have chosen to worship images and wood. And false gods and statues in the Catholic religion, etc., etc. Those are idolaters. If you are in the Catholic Church and you're kissing statues and bowing down to them and kissing their feet and all this nonsense, you are an idolater. Make no mistake of it. If you love things, wood and everything like that, and it's your god and you worship it, you're an idolater. And of course, the Jews are in every one of these categories. And they teach idolatry. They encourage idolatry so that you will be judged for it. And finally it says, and all liars, which means practicing liars. People who teach lies. Do you see why I read this scripture to you now? Now, how can the Jews teach in their law that you must lie, that you must bear false witness, and all those things, and escape the fires of hell? Can you tell me that? Because all of these shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Is Yahweh correct, or is the Jew correct? Let me ask you that question. I don't really need you to answer that question. I know what the answer is. But let's look at some more scriptures briefly while we have a little more time. A faithful witness will not lie, but a false witness will utter lies. Proverbs 14:5. Mark 14:56. For many bear false witness against him, against Jesus, against Yahweh, but their witness agreed not together. In other words, they couldn't even keep their story straight. And there arose and bear false witness against him. Right out of the law, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Proverbs 19:5. Now remember what I'm saying to you. The Jews teaching the Jew to lie in their law. They said it's a must that you must not tell them the truth. That you must bear false witness. You must. I read it to you. It says here, Proverbs 19:5, a false witness shall not be unpunished, and he that speaketh lies shall not escape. Escape what? All that shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone. They shall not escape the second death. They shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone. Understood? Proverbs 19:9. A false witness shall not be unpunished, and he that speaketh lies shall perish. From the there's seven things that I hate, right in the middle it says, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among the brethren. Yahweh hates a false witness. Understand that? Which means Yahweh hates the Jews. Because they teach others to speak lies, and because they are practicing liars, and their law teaches them to be liars. Yahweh says he hates a false witness that speaketh lies. Proverbs 12:17. He that speaketh truth showeth forth righteousness. So you are showing righteousness when you speak the truth, it says. But a false witness, deceit. Can you say Bill Clinton? Now listen, this ought to tell you. Now the chief priests, this is Matthew 26:59. Now the chief priests and elders and all the council sought false witness against Jesus to put him to death. You know why they sought false witness and people who would come up and lie against him? Because there was nobody could tell the truth against Jesus and that would cause him to be put to death. These chief priests were mostly Jews. Mostly everybody on this council and these chief priests and elders were all Jews. Yeah, the Apostle Paul might have been there, and maybe a few others weren't Jews. So it says, Now the chief priests, Pharisees, you know, and elders and all the council sought false witness against Jesus. They sought it. He says, seek the truth and the truth shall set you free, right? Well, they sought lies and lying witnesses against Jesus to put him to death. Exodus 23:1, thou shalt not raise a false report. Put not thine hand with the wicked to be an unrighteous witness. Like the woman who they were trying to get to go against that other guy saying he raped her way back in high school in the 70s or whatever. Thou shalt not raise a false report. How do you like that, you false fake news reporters that are continually purporting false news? Put not thine hand with the wicked to be an unrighteous witness. In other words, don't be bribed into being an unrighteous false witness. For out of the heart proceeds, this is Matthew 15:19, for out of the heart proceeds evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, which means race mixing, thefts, false witness, and blasphemies. Right from the law, thou knowest the commandments, do not commit adultery, do not kill, adultery meaning race mixing, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness. All those things the Jews said in those 20 things, they taught you to kill, they taught you to steal, it was okay to steal from a non-Jew, and they also told you it was okay to bear false witness. Understood? Also said you could, they could violate a woman, okay, a non-Jew woman. And so I think we've got that covered pretty good. I'm a little late here, so I'm going to end this now. I'll see you next time, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you've learned something tonight, and I had a good time speaking with you. Yahweh bless you, and may He bless you with wisdom and knowledge and the power to stand up against these vile enemies known as the Jews.
The edge of day, engaged in play, I walk the miles, I've been a child. Now I'm a man, I've reached the age, just doing my best to break the cage. Left in a world so full of doubts, I wonder what it's all about. The rain fell hard on your facade, you kept it hid inside your jar. And the owls don't know. The pull of God, it only yields to those out working in the field. The trees are tall, the grass will grow, until from all there is to know. The bud is young, the stem is weak, the fool is left only to see. The crazy ways of other days will bring us back to the same place. And the owls don't know why the glowworm glows. And the owls don't know that it just won't.